went well. I think guys just, you know, getting cleats on the grass, it was good. Good starting point for us. That's it.
Vance Joseph had said the QB competition really starts today. Did it feel like it started today?
Yeah, I think we got great competition all across the board. But, you know, certainly this is our first day. And, you know, guys staying up and you want to get in and out of the huddle and have good mechanics on the first day. And I think we did that.
Did you feel like you picked up where you left off from spring?
About two periods in, probably. took me a while. But, yeah, once you get going, knock the rust off, it's just good to be back.
Coach Joseph compared you and Lynch, or he said something about this. Paxton's got the big arm, has to learn about being when to be aggressive. You, he says, you're a little more conservative by personality, which is not a bad thing, which is a good thing.
Sure.
Is that an apt description of your personality, conservative?
I don't know. I guess that's for Coach Joseph to say, I guess. Paxton's a little taller than me. But, yeah, I'll let Coach Joseph handle that one.
The practice was pretty quick and efficient. Can you guys notice that pace? We looked up and it was almost over.
Yeah, it was cool. Coach Joseph did something different, which I had never done before, and we got it right into red zone today, which I think was really smart, save guys' legs. And I think guys responded to it really well. Now, that was a little further ahead on the installs, which was good, too, so you get guys thinking at the same time. So I think really productive day.
In general, does this offseason, this competition feel a lot different than last year's?
You know, not for me. I mean, I try to make, you know, take it day by day and make the big things small. So for me, it's pretty easy. I just want to be better than I was yesterday, so. Hopefully the number 13 that rolls out of the locker room tomorrow is better than the slappy that rolled out here today. So that's really all I'm trying to do. And, you know, if I can make the big things small, which I've tried to do since I got drafted, hopefully things work out.
How's the red zone work, especially against the first team defense, help you compared to the rest of practice?
I mean, it's fast. Things happen fast down there, especially with our guys, right? So there's real tight throws. Which is interesting getting back, because usually you come back and you're in the first install and you're throwing, you know, to a bunch of green grass and kind of easing your way into it. But down there, it's bang, bang, especially with our guys. So good to get those reps and early on especially.
Kind of fun to have the crowd out there. You complete any little pass, run goes well, and the crowd goes nuts for you.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean, we were throwing routes on air, and you think we won the Super Bowl. but it's cool. It's awesome to see our fans out there. Really excited. It's exciting for us to get back, and it's cool to see them kind of match our excitement getting back the first day.
How tough was it for you to hear the news about Devontae? Obviously, both worked hard, and now 6 weeks setback like that.
It stinks, man. It stinks. I feel bad for him, but, you know, he's a tough guy mentally and physically, so he'll be back. I'm not worried about him, but that stinks for sure.
Paxton said during the spring it's human nature for him to kind of keep score in his head if he sees you do something good to try to match it. Do you get caught up in that at all?
You know, I think we're both competitive, and that's, you know, that's not just Paxton and I, that's across the board, and you want that. But at the same time, you know, like I've said, I'm competing against myself too. And, you know, I've done some good things, some things I want to work on. So for me, that's really what I'm focused on day in, day out.
The changes on the offensive line, Alan Barber coming in now, how much does that affect you when you're out there?
It's just different, seeing different faces in the huddle, getting everybody mixed in. But you know, it's nice, but, you know, me, Pax, and Kyle, we're rolling in with just about everybody, so you're getting some kind of sense of familiarity with everybody in that room. But certainly, you know, when you're working different groups, guys stepping in and out, just takes an adjustment, and I think we're doing just fine there.
Now the quarterback really heating up, do you give advice to Paxton now, or are you guys going to keep him to yourself or still chatting?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we got a really good room. Coach Musgrave's leading the circus in there. He's doing a good job. Really, really lucky to have him. But we got a great room, and Clint's in there helping us out. And, we're not hiding information from one another. You know, I think it's we got a good thing going, and we're competing, right? We're pushing each other, so it's a good deal for us.
I remember Peyton would talk about how it takes so much time to get on that same page with the receiver. I mean, it took a good amount of time. So with that said, when you've got a DT and a manual, is that one of those things you just know everything, but then when you work with some of the other guys, it's a little bit different when you throw to them?
Yeah, I think just because you have those live reps with those guys. So, and those are the ones that matter, right, when you're playing the defense, especially our guys, or we're getting into games. You know, everybody might be a step quicker, a step slower, and those reps are pretty valuable. So it's just getting the hang of it. And no doubt I have more reps with those guys, but I've thrown with a bunch of guys here. So I feel pretty comfortable with everybody we got out there.
Coach Joseph mentioned time, like this process, this competition needs time. Do you feel like you have enough time to play without fear, so you're not, you know, looking over your shoulder on everything, that you can go out and let it, you know, kind of let it ride, if you will?
Yeah, I just think it'd be tough to play with that kind of mentality, right? You can't play quarterback with any fear or anything. That'd be a good way to embarrass yourself back there for sure.
So do you feel confident in that way? Like, hey, I'm just going to let it go and be myself, and not try to fit into a script and just go be yourself and see what it takes?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I try to take it one play at a time and kind of let it rip. You know, when I came in the league, I kind of had that mentality too. You know, I thought, shoot, I'm halfway out the door anyway, so, you know, I don't have much to lose. But, yeah, I think, you know, taking one play at a time and letting it go, being smart at the same time, right, but for sure just letting it rip.
I think you guys are competing for the starting spot, but at the end of the day, you and Paxton are still teammates. How do you keep that balance between the two?
I think, yeah, we have a great relationship, and like I said, Coach Musgrave does a good job leading our room, and it's good. I mean, it's competitive, no doubt, but at the same time, we're joking around, you know, in the locker room and hanging out, and it's just a good relationship.
How does Bill Musgrave help you specifically? In what ways does he help you?
I think it's just, he's been around so long, and he's coached so many different guys. He's got such a great perspective on things, and he's played too. So for me, it's just being around another coach with a lot of experience and a lot of good experience. So it's just getting different perspectives from different coaches and seeing what works for you. And I think he does a good job of that, is kind of figuring out the player and figuring out what they need. And, lucky to have him again.
How much can you take away from these practices when you don't have pads?
You know, I like to think as a quarterback you can take away quite a bit. But, again, until you start getting hit, it's a little different. So that's why preseason games are good. You know, you don't want to get hit too much, obviously. But once you get thumping and things like that, it's a little different pace for sure.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, sir.